a meeting door.
Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of April 7th meeting. Lynn, second. Chris, any discussion? Orders, corrections, deletions? Okay, all in favor? Opposed? Okay. Resolutions for the month. First of all, I appreciate everybody with the change. We're going to try to have it in the library, but there's just too many people, so that's a little more informal and a little more cozy, if you will. But so just bear with us. If you do speak, you want to speak a little louder. So, but I do appreciate everyone's patience. Resolution 136, supporting placement of video lottery terminals at the Netley Grand Hotel and Country Club in town of Warsaw.
Move for discussion.
Second. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Okay, so we have second. All right, discussion? No, he is now.
So, if I could, does it have legislation contained, legislation in
the Assembly
or Senate?
He's still working on things.
Okay, so why are we waiting till then?
Okay, because it's on from last month.
Yeah, no, I understand, but that's why I'm just trying to get caught up. So if we don't have competing legislation in both bodies, why would we push it through?
No reason to.
Okay. Can we wait?
Myself and Kurt were asking.
Withdraw the motion, right? We withdraw the motion.
We withdraw it as the next delay for 12 months?
Yeah.
You can bring it back up.
You can't withdraw. You can only
make a motion to table for a month.
Or table. You can make a motion to table.
Okay, hold on.
Have you spoken to Mr. Chair at the planning room?
He is trying to put things in order. So, we want to... We have motion on the floor, but we want to rescind that. And motion to postpone until we get further information, we'll bring it up at that point in time. If that's okay with everyone?
I'll withdraw.
Okay. All right, then a motion to postpone. Do I need a motion to postpone? Just, okay. Motion to postpone then?
I'll
make it. Lynn, second?
Yep.
Okay, discussion? Okay. As soon as I get something from Mr. Trainer, I will advise everybody.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Right. Resolution 187, authorizing the county exec to execute an agreement with the City of New York to accept grant funding for and facilitate creation of a public recreational trail along the Shokan Reservoir.
I'll make the motion for discussion.
Okay.
Second.
Lynn? Mary Beth? Second. Discussion?
I personally feel we have not had sufficient time to review the memorandum of agreement. We just received it this past week. It's something that's been in work for since September 2013, and given just this short period of time with which to really get our arms around it, I understand there's a sensitivity of time, but I don't think, postponing until we've had the level of review that I think it deserves, I think it would be very critical. I have a question for our legal team. I don't know if Chris is here, but have you guys had, I know you have monthly meetings, have you guys had discussions about this understanding prior to, last week when everybody got together? Was there, status updates on this? Were you aware of what was happening here?
I received, I believe, Monday, at the same time, it's an email from V and an email from Victoria. That was the first, I believe it was Monday of last week.
Monday or Tuesday. I know we got an email on Tuesday. So I just feel like this is a very important agreement, and I think it deserves, from a legislative point of view, due process on our side to ensure we're all comfortable, all of our questions are answered before we move forward.
I also took the liberty of running through that MOA today at Lent, and there were several questions that I would have, and I would hope that the attorneys would look at. Besides that, we also have just formed a quarter committee that is going to send back reports starting November. So I really think that the quarter committee really needs to do the job that that this legislative body asked them to do with a 22-10 vote. So one thing on it is whatever we do at this point, this would actually undermine that committee also, besides the idea of not having time to really run through the cyber report today. But, I mean, I'm a layman, so, I mean, I'm asking and looking at certain things that jumped out at me right away, and I would hope that our attorneys would call for it.
Anyone else? Yeah. Doc, you have a choice.
Just a couple of things. I'm going to sponsor on this list that chairs. First of all, I think we got this memorandum of understanding from the city for the EDP, and I don't think it was all that long ago. I would have to ask somebody who went out to the particular case that has been around for a short while. Last week had some differences of opinion about some of the pieces within it, and my understanding from that meeting that they're working on those issues that seem to be concerning, and we're looking for a way to deal with that. There's been a lot of information already passed out. I've got all kinds of stuff here that gave us a chance to look at it, have questions. I understand that we need questions, and hopefully that's one of the things that we can do in a very speedy time. How much information do we need? That's up to each one of us. We have to profess to know everybody's comfort level with it. But I'm also not comfortable with some of the, you know, people correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a limit on the money to do a fiscal year for the city. And I don't know if that will have an impact on this or not. But it's something that really acts as a backdrop to the whole to do. Now, some people are saying, well, we're always going to do a question or something, and there's always money afterwards. There's always. Well, this is one of the bigger things in economic development that comes forth. Of course, our play here, so to speak, in quite a while. And if for any reason there's a timing issue that works against this, and we have a problem, it'll be because of how we chose to go with it. I also agree with legislature Archer that we need to know what we're doing in order to go through this, right? We hope that that's what this committee is prepared to do. So, while I understand the need for I don't want to say delay, but at least I'm trying to understand, there's also a counterbalancing liability that if we don't get into the budget process, which against the fiscal background for the city. It's also my understanding that it's not under the capital programs money. It's under the expense portion of it. And I can remember where there were other issues where timing ran out and the money weren't paid. That doesn't mean something else might not come along, but there's a lot of this here. And just to be comfortable, I'm not sure that's worth the risk to have to take due diligence as everybody belongs to the next year. So thank you.
Okay. If I may, the funding stream that we're in with them ends June 30th, correct?
So it's a funding stream for the city of New York. And with all due respect, everyone, my office has been given the task with all contracts, of negotiating contracts. We began negotiating with the City of New York sometime in August of last year. We had monthly meetings with them, the contract with their attorneys, and fine-tuned it. And in January, our last meeting occurred. It's been with the City of New York since January. They have a process that they go through. It's my opinion that there is nothing that would legally prevent us from adopting this memorandum of understanding agreement. I've had conversations with Minority Counsel Erica Darren about the language that she and I discussed at our meeting last week. I've run that by the City of New York attorney today, and they're not seeing any issues with it at this point. So in order to get it through their system again, we have to move as quickly as possible. We are, this is money that is for planning, and I think we need to focus on the fact that we're talking about an agreement that sets forth funds, an awful lot of money for the planning process. We're not talking about construction yet. We're not talking about subsequent agreements that have to be addressed as a result of what comes out of the planning process. There will be more agreements that will be coming before this body in regards to this project once we get beyond the planning stage. I think that Chris can talk much more fluently about the planning process than I can, because that's his field of expertise, but he can advise this body as to what needs to be done next with the planning and how much time we have to do it.
Okay, I have Tracy first.
Yeah, a couple of things. I'm inclined to agree with Judge Archer. I think, even some of what we just heard from council, that the city had it in this form since January, last month, December 13. There's been negotiations about it, and this legislature just got it a week and a half ago. So time for due diligence. I don't think it's about, I think characterizing that as comfort is not accurate or fair. I want to be certain that we have time really to go through it. And to the point that council just raised, to say this is for planning, but the MOA says it's for planning, design, and construction. And even in that meeting the other day, we discussed the preliminary budget as defined in the capital project. So I think that we all have to, we have to do our due diligence, and things take time. That, to me, it's not about artificially holding things off or dragging our feet. I mean, just a personal experience that the legislature went through. We passed a resolution enacting the EIC program, and that program, from its inception of discussion, where all the paperwork was distributed until its signature, was more than 15 months. So, and that's because it takes time to do due diligence. I'm not suggesting this is going to take 15 months, but I think it's unreasonable to expect it's going to take 2 weeks, and then in 2 weeks we have to be ready to just say, okay, because there's money out there, and that's the backdrop. So, I'm not yet ready to
move on. Okay. I'm going to go Herb and then
Lynn. Well, I'd like to make a suggestion to Executive Council that if this agreement has started in August of last year and it's been to the city and back, and we knew back then that there would be some enactment of this body to pass this resolution, that in the future, when we know that there's going to be interaction with the legislature, that back in August, September, October, say around November, when you had things sort of solidified, that you have an informational meeting with us so that we're not all clamoring at the 11th hour to pass something and to do our due diligence. When you bring us on board early on and we're all part of the decision, then it's just a mere going through the motions of passing the resolution, because we're all part of it and we all know what's going on. It's the last minute thing that really I find difficult. I think this is a great thing, but in the future, and there's going to be more projects like this, not only just this trail project, that the urgency of the matter doesn't have to be, especially since we know it's at the end of the trail, at the end of the line, there's going to have to be an enactment by this body. So why not bring us, pull this into the process instead of excluding us till the end?
Simon?
Yes, yes.
The process isn't as simple as a standard agreement or agreements that we've had in the past with, work that's being done or other municipal entities. This was the City of New York, so we had to sit down and begin negotiating with local council here. And then it was local council told us that that net, then when we got done with it, it had to be vetted by council in the city of New York, another level of legal counsel. So it wasn't that we had a final product to give you. We were waiting for the final product to come sooner than April 20th from the city of New York, once it went through their levels of attorneys, and they have very many of them.
Yes.
The issue before us is that we need to pass this before the end of their fiscal year because they budgeted for this a year ago. So DEP as well as Ulster County knew that there was something in the works over a year ago because it's in their budget. It's not something they're going to take out of their contingency fund and move it over so they have a budget line. There's $2.5 million in a budget line that was put in the budget over a year ago. Enough said.
Yeah.
Which is the point. So I've already been through two New York City budget cycles. And so I can't believe it's going to disappear. And it, with respect to having the DDP attorneys having it since January and going through their due diligence process, all we're asking for is the same respect as legislators, as check and balance to both sides of government here, that we have a responsibility. And I take it seriously. That's why I came here, to do this. I'm a trail advocate. I have said that from the get-go. But it is not unreasonable to ask for sufficient time to get questions answered, to ensure we have the numbers, that we understand this, and that we know what we're saying yes to. I appreciate the money attached to this, but that should not derive good legislative oversight on an important matter.
And I agree with Legislator Archer. The money is not going to disappear because at the end of the year, it's not going to happen. Mainly because the DEP would do virtually anything to get rid of the railroad running through their right, you know, that right of way. Because that is a right of way that they cannot counter. In other words, they got it forever if they would. The railroad wanted to stay there. But, well, if the county wanted to keep the railroad there, you cannot move it. So therefore, they would do anything to get rid of that work right away. And so they're willing to, no way to give you the money. And the point is still, again, if you take a look at that, not only that, the county was awarded $2 million by the New York State Environmental Protection Fund for grants for the rail trail back in 2013, and that they haven't been able to draw on those funds because in that memorandum agreement, it clearly said that the county needs those funds. They would have to they would have to actually go to the Senate site and you look at the bill. That's 2604E of 2003. It says that they have to, in order to get the money, the county has to initiate a public planning process. We have not done a public planning process, and so hence we haven't gotten that $2 million. And won't get into we do that. So this 20-year will be there.
Ed?
I just want to address what the county attorney brought up. I believe we had a meeting last Thursday. At that meeting, both I and members of my caucus raised certain questions. I have not been contacted since then. And I understand that I could have contacted you, but I raised some questions. I have not been contacted since then. These questions were of both general construction questions, construction, contract construction, language questions, and bigger issue questions. As you know, my body received a couple weeks ago a letter from the county executive that pointed out what happens when we don't pay attention to specific words in resolutions and contracts. And I think for my body to do that due diligence, to do their fiduciary duty, which they're charged with. The resolutions, draft resolutions, and the other documents have to be vetted. There's lots of language questions, And there's the bigger question that I haven't received a response to, is the question of who signs this.
The answer to that is that be will require the chairman and the executive.
But I haven't received that answer until just now.
Well, the door swings both ways.
Okay, all right, we're not going there.
So I raised other very specific questions that you're like, some broad, some not so broad. And I'm not saying that you should have gotten back to me by today. They're not easy questions. I'm not saying that you did anything wrong. I understand how hard you work. I'm not making any allegations of that nature. However, the questions still haven't been answered.
Well, in fairness to the county attorney, at the meeting, it was agreed, because in fact I wrote counsel Steve about this just to confirm that if the chairman was going to be added as a signatory. And that was actually one of the things we have to amend the resolution to recognize that the chairman will also be signatory to the meeting.
Chris?
I have some questions. The memorandum statement that we received is dated April 20th from the DC. So it does, with the budget fiscal year ending on June 30th, it kind of puts the onus on us. Obviously, pressure's on to make a vote. Follow the timeline. So I guess as a part-time legislative body, and you're talking about full-time government agencies in New York City, the kind of executive caucus is kind of dropping this on our laps, and we have to vote on it quickly, and obviously this is a legislative, so I'm happy about that. I have some questions specifically for Chris White in regards to I have some questions. So in terms of like the maintenance on the trail?
What's the overall question? Does it, how it pertains to this? Does it pertain to the actual memorandum agreement?
I would say yes.
Well,
there is a question in the end of the Q&A that talks about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're going to, as soon as Chris decides, I get Kenny.
So, I have some questions about the maintenance on the trail.
Okay, can we decide that in there? Yeah.
The maintenance is going to be the county's responsibility under the intergovernmental agreement. We've already, since we announced we were done with the agreement, we've already had two trail groups reach out to make commitments on doing maintenance on that corridor, including the New York New Jersey Trail Conference. They have a partnership with the New York State DEC for a conservation tour. They maintain the Appalachian Trail, the Long Path, and almost 1,000 miles in their bi-state coverage area. So they would take the lead on it. We also heard from Catskill Mountain Keeper today that they would augment that. So I think, Chris, to answer your question, in terms of the maintenance, a lot of the maintenance right now is deferred, and we would take care of all of the drainage. We would take care of making that trail sturdy and in good shape, and from there we think that a lot of these trail organizations, we can come to a contract with a number of them to take care of at least the majority of that. And most of the maintenance, frankly, after we do all the major work, is going to be litter, and it's going to be removing trees that have fallen. And those maintenance, those volunteer groups are very adept at that.
Mr. Chairman, I have one other question. When with the fact that the Catskill Mountain Railroad has the lease active through next year, when could the construction start while they're still in holding of the lease?
It wouldn't begin before the lease is up. We would need a minimum of probably a year to get through a planning and design process. I mean, I want to just highlight that the project's going to come back to you 5 or 6 times over the next year. We're going to come back to you for a capital project. We're going to come back to you with a design. I've got to come back to you to do approve the consultant's agreement. I mean, we need to go out and procure using our RFQ requirements, a firm to do this, have them do the work, get environmental permits, go through seeker. So this is quite a bit of work. My goal would be not to lose the rest of the 2016 construction date. I think if we approve this now, we can put a shovel in the ground in the fall if everything went well on our environment.
So what do you make the 2015 construction date?
2016. So I'm saying next fall.
Okay.
There's a lot of planning work.
All right, very good.
You know, the first thing I want to say is, I just, without completely echoing them, because I don't want to keep you all night, I want to echo a lot of the things that both Tracy and Lynn have said on doing our due diligence. I think it's vital for us to make sure that we're comfortable, and I would use the word comfortable. I think it's not a really bad word, and I think that being comfortable that we're doing the right thing and all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed is more important than rushing it. It's way more important than rushing it. I think that we're not doing our duty if we don't drill down and make sure that we've done our diligence. County attorney brought up she has been working with our minority counsel. We had a meeting last Thursday. There were a lot of concerns raised by minority counsel and counsel Weiner. And we don't have them in front of us tonight because they're still being ironed out, I believe. There's some changes that need to be made through the resolution to reflect some of the changes. There are some issues in here. The resolution refers to it as an MOA and an MOU. I think that should probably be consistent throughout the entire resolution. In the resolution, it says that one of the whereases on the second page says, whereas the required contract sets forth the county executive as the necessary signatory. Now that they've agreed to have the chairman on there as well, that needs to be added. And we need to add the changes as they're negotiated, or agreed to by the DEP to the agreement before we pass it anyway. So I think that passing that committee tonight would be premature.
In addition, I had not had a chance to sit down and express some of my concerns with the memorandum of understanding. I've got a number of questions with regards to the increased cost of the insurance coverage being asked here. I've got some questions with regards to the fact that every other trail that, and connectors that we've had throughout the network there's been strong conversation and negotiation with regards to having the easement in perpetuity so that we're not investing in a upgrade of a trail corridor that can be taken away from us at any moment. I'm not even clear what the 120-day agreement within the contract really means. It gives us both an out, but again, we've been building trails and finishing connections with easements that, and we just did it in Wabursa. Because you don't want to start the eastern direction. You don't want to be building something if you don't have the easement in perpetuity, and then it can be removed at any point. So, and I'm sure there's probably answers to a lot of these questions, but again, it is part of, I believe, our due diligence to ensure they're out there, we have an opportunity to explore those, and just to have the respect to be able to see through this process. Everybody else has sat with for months and years. So, thank you.
Other questions, concerns, discussion? Okay. Then, if not, I will entertain a vote. Well, we're in a motion now. We're in a motion now. We're in a motion.
I'm not a member.
Yes.
Okay. I just have a question.
Yes.
From what I hear, there's a lot of questions about the MOA. So, what process is this committee going to use? Is this whole committee going to meet with the county attorney? Are both all attorneys going to meet? What is your process, the committee now, since you are going to vote for a delay? What's the process you're going to take? In my mind, I don't want to hear 6 months. I'd like to know what arrangements.
Yeah, we haven't made any arrangements. We haven't made any arrangements to date.
Well, do you have any idea what arrangements you might consider since your committee is asking you to delay?
That's if we vote to delay.
And that's it. Nobody has any idea what you're going to do from the moment that you delay.
Well, if we delay, then the committee will decide then what they would want to do. And if they would want to meet with someone, if they would want to meet them with the county attorney, or it would be the committee's decision where they want to progress from there. It's not my decision, it would be the committee's decision.
But the fact that recommendations, we said we should convene the room of legislators, there's nine of us, to sit down and look at the quarterly. Why not have this committee review the memorandum of understanding, working with the attorney to ensure all the questions get answered, and make that a first order of business of this committee coming together? That's a good idea.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Actually, this is another idea. I mean, I do have a set of questions that I wanted answered. And so, I mean, I can certainly supply mine. And again, Mr. Chairman, thank you for letting me speak before the committee. I'm not on the committee, and so I appreciate that. But I have a set of them that I want to make sure that are answered, because there's some things in there that are puzzling to me. I mean, the idea that you're not going to have any high-speed bikes on that, because you can't have, basically can't have blackouts in there. So there are questions that some of the bike people need to be addressing. So there's a number of things. Some of the costs, I mean, this is just planning. Mm-hmm. This is not the cost.
Okay. So I will call the chair.
So you're suggesting that we want to bring this resolution to the UND Rail Corridor Committee. Someone has to make a motion to refer it to that committee, and are we going to vote on it, or are we just going to make recommendations back to economic development?
The committee's not empowered to vote, so it would be a recommendation.
Yeah. So,
Mr. Chairman, I'm just kind of torn between. We just had Niagara pull out, and everybody came together, and they didn't want to sell water. Now we have $2.5 million on the table. And if anybody in this room is going to sit here and say, with everything that's been in the newspaper, press releases, that we didn't know that this was coming for years, and that money was going to be available from a variety of funding sources, you know, what are we saying? We don't want the jobs. We don't want to have the people come in. We don't want sales tax generated. I just think we really need to look. Yes, there are a lot of questions. There's typos in the agreement. There's certain questions that have to, we have to drill down. We're gonna solve that problem too. But to leave this money on the table in this economic climate, in this county, is wrong.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, it works out that I was second there. I don't think I was going to be very brief, but it's not going to be quite as brief now. I don't think that there's any single person on this committee, any single person in this room, or any single person on this legislature that doesn't support the idea behind the project. And there's nobody in this room that didn't know that there was going to be an idea brought forward about this project, and that there was going to be an agreement that was going to be brought forward about this project. But the point is that we have an agreement in front of us that we've had for 7 days or 8 days. And, I mean, the county executive, you know, has 10 days to sign or veto a resolution. He's got 30 days to sign or veto a local law. So the county executive has longer with one of our local laws that we passed to decide whether to sign or veto it than he would like us to have with this agreement before we sign it and that's it. And the county executive often uses all that time that's afforded to him because he does his due diligence. This is our chance to do our due diligence. And, you know, about leaving the money on the table, we're not leaving any money on the table, folks. We're not. It's not going to, you know, first off, if we held off for a month and went into June, our legislative meeting is before the end of the city's fiscal year. So let's just assume that the money would poof, be gone. And it's probably not. But let's just assume for the sake of discussion that it would be gone if we didn't get to it before the fiscal year. We would have an entire extra month. So look at this agreement and let's say we want to bring it up, drill down, and take a month to do our due diligence just like the county executive would, on such an important agreement. And the last thing I'll say, I was writing down, there's been a lot of innuendo about the money being in jeopardy. The money may be in jeopardy. That's the word may has been used every single time anybody has said anything about the money being in jeopardy from the city. The money may be in jeopardy. We may lose the money. We may have a problem with the money. No one's been able to say that we will lose the money if we don't pass this money. And that's because it's not accurate.
You know that perfect.
I know that can you listen to
Chairman? No, we're not going
to. Okay, fine.
There was a motion to postpone.
So we have a,
No. I
meant
for the original resolution.
Oh, sure.
No, not second.
All right. So I do have a motion to postpone, by Lynn.
Yeah.
Do I have a second then? That takes precedent, correct?
That's my understanding.
If there's
a second.
If not, second. Okay. Then on the motion to postpone. All in favor?
Aye.
Just, you know what, just raise your hand. All in favor, just raise your hand if you would.
Postpone
to when?
Postpone to the committee.
Okay,
three.
Can I explain my vote?
Sure.
The end of the fiscal year for the city is June 30th. We have 6-7 weeks between now and June 30th. We have 2 legislative sessions. We have at least 1 meeting of this committee. If not, most of the committee, we've had more, I think, special committee meetings for this committee than we've had regular ones. So it's not unheard of to have a special session of the Economic Development, Tourism, and Transportation Committee. And I do know this is a very important topic, and we may have 2 or 3. There will be a meeting of the corridor committee after this committee. There's a lot of information that needs to be gathered and assembled and corrections to the MOU. The vote on this tonight, I don't think would be a wise move with all of the lacking information and the, even if they're just typos in the resolution. But I think we've got plenty of time. We've got 6 or 7 weeks to get this hammered out. I think that's more than doable. And I don't want to lose this money. I think it's very important to have jobs and keep jobs in this county. But I don't think the 3 or 4 weeks is going to make a difference, because the planning process has to take place and the design has to take place. So there will not be a shovel in the ground until next construction season anyway.
Okay. Right.
I will be voting to postpone.
Okay. All right. Three to postpone. Those opposed to postponing?
Postponing.
You're already in favor. Okay. You were scared of me.
That's why I asked you.
You're scared of me. I was going to.
I couldn't hear you.
All right. So that motion is defeated. So we'll go back then. I'd entertain a motion for the resolution. Hold on. Do I have a motion for the resolution? Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Then we'll do a vote on the resolution. And all in favor of Resolution 187? Just raise your hand if you would. Okay. Opposed? Okay. So it's 5-2. Okay. So it passes. Now, that being said, do you want a special meeting?
I'm on it.
Okay. Yes.
I'm on it.
I could still have questions. Do you want a special meeting, and when do you want?
Absolutely.
Want it before caucus? You want it Monday next week? Monday, Tuesday? What works? What works for the council or for the committee?
After we meet.
No, no,
the
yes,
well. Opportunity
does not exist. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Okay, hold on.
This is the issue we have every single time, and I am really, I'm disappointed, but let me explain. Every single time we have a difficult issue or one that requires exploration, more questions, we try to jam it in to a half-hour meeting or just before caucus or just before session. We do not, as legislators, do the due diligence that we are to do as checks and balances to two forms of government here, the executive branch and the legislative branch. And it just is very disturbing that we're trying to round this all in a very short
That's
period.
Why I'm asking if you want a special meeting on Monday or on Tuesday.
It's not the 13th, please. That is caucus night.
No, I don't want it. No, I don't want caucus yeah. night. Like Monday, Tuesday, you want Thursday? No, I wasn't going to do it before caucus or anything. I said before caucus, I meant Monday or Friday of next week, not the day of. What works for folks?
Well,
what works?
And it's our responsibility as economic development to be able to answer the questions. I mean, that's why it's coming here. Otherwise, why would it have to come to us today?
I happen to be able to obviously question all that needs to be known, but I think they can get those questions answered in a relatively short period of time. Session is not until another week and a half.
Okay. What day would you like to have the meeting?
The
12th? 12th, that's next Tuesday? What time?
Thursday
the 14th? Thursday work? Yes? No? Okay. The 14th work?
6:30?
Number 6? 14? Can you drive extra fast up from the Tappan Zee?
I was 3 minutes late for this meeting and I drove as fast as I possibly could. Within the speed
6:15?
Okay.
All right, so Thursday the 14th, 6:15?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. All right. Okay.
Do we have, can you make a request to have counsel there?
Yes, yes. Okay. All right, 188? Approving funds for bus advertising on buses? Okay, second? Yes. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Mm-hmm. 189, authorizing Chairman of the State Legislature to enter into an intermunicipal agreement for computer skills education, Ulster Works, One Step Center, Ulster County Board of Cooperative Education, BOCES Department of Employment Training. Move it.
This is for public hearing, right?
Okay. Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? 190.
Oh, did you say 180?
That was it, 189.
No,
that's not a public hearing. 190 is... 189.
Sorry.
Okay.
189 is for
the remote skills, computer skills education.
There needs to be amendment to that contract. So the it starts in June or July 1st of 2015 and ends June 30th of 2015.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So you got
changes from 2015 to 2016 or do I enter into the contract?
Wait a minute. This one says July 1 of 15, June 30th of 16. I'm the resolution.
The contract stands out of custom anyway.
Herb, Kenny, Ben, it does say 15 to 16 here.
Okay.
All right, so 190 is scheduling a public hearing on the ag districts. Move it.
So moved.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 191, appointing member and alternate to the outstanding planning board, town of Marbletown. Move it.
Move it.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll be abstaining.
Okay. Okay, one extension then. New business? Any new business by anybody? Old business?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.